Hillary Clinton is back in the state where she won the 2008 presidential primary. The former Secretary of State stumps in Concord later this morning. Yesterday in Keene, Clinton said her focus for this visit is to hear what's on people's minds. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, Clinton's trip coincided with fresh allegations about the Clinton Foundation.
Hillary Clinton came to Keene to listen to workers at Whitney Brothers Children's Furniture Plant, but she also offered up a tough assessment of the country's small business economy.
We have stalled out. I was very surprised to see that when I began to dig into it.
Clinton didn't dwell on this or any other topic that came up during the 50-minute roundtable discussion, but pledged to seek solutions grounded in what she called the daily lives and experiences of American workers. Along the way, Clinton said the country needs to bring manufacturing jobs back to America, reduce child care costs, improve vocational education, and get what she called unaccountable money out of politics. She says talks with voters here and in Iowa have convinced her that rural and small-town America are suffering from a quiet epidemic of drug abuse.
I am convinced that the mental health issues, because I consider substance abuse part of mental health issues, is going to be a big part of my campaign because increasingly it's a big issue that people raise with me.
The former Secretary of State referenced national security issues just once and only to say the country must confront obvious threats. Mostly she let workers steer the conversation, and it rarely veered from core Democratic concerns like education and Social Security, which she said had lately been the subject of, quote, a lot of loose talk. Clinton promised to fight any effort to undermine the program. She acknowledged changes might be necessary down the line, but said the Social Security Trust Fund is predicted to remain solvent for another 20 years.
Part of what we have to do is say, look, let's everybody take a deep breath. Let's figure out what works and how we build on what works. And let's not get into arguments, as I say, about ideology and rhetorical, you know, attacks and claims. Let's just kind of take a deep breath here.
And when the roundtable was over and Clinton took two questions from reporters, she did her best to follow her own advice. She didn't argue when asked about a forthcoming book that alleges foreign entities that donated money to the Clinton Foundation got preferential treatment at the State Department. Instead, Hillary Clinton just brushed them aside.
Well, we're back into the political season, and therefore we will be subjected to all kinds of distraction and attacks. I'm ready for that. I know that that comes, unfortunately, with the territory.
Clinton then took a dig at her GOP rivals.
It is, I think, worth noting that the Republicans seem to be talking only about me. I don't know what they'd talk about if I weren't in the race, but I am in the race.
The next leg of that race gets underway this morning when Hillary Clinton campaigns in Concord at NHTI. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.